The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia. It's the dawn of a new day, the first day of the week. He was lain in foreign soil, his friends bringing spices and oil from home to preserve what was left of their hope, their liberation, of their love. The wounds of loss and grief cut them deep that morning when they found no remnant of his body, nothing to anoint but some discarded cloth. A tomb guarded by ethereal figures. The angels retold for the women what he taught, the miracles he performed, how he overcame hatred and misogyny, how those who saw him and heard him found hope for liberation, discovered a way out of hell, found a way out of a world bent on war, and that he could never be found amongst the dead, and how he did this all with love. We hear nothing from Jesus on this Easter morning, just from angels and holy women, and about Peter, who thought the women were telling lies. We hear, though, the impact he has on people who haven't seen the empty tomb, yet who live a life of compassion and peace, on nations that peer into the abyss of war and find allies when banding together and defying violence with resistance and justice, on whole populations marginalized and oppressed who are surprised to find working with them others to carry out mercy and truth. It was not by preaching that he overwhelms death. It was never clever words that erased hatred from our language, or by any teaching that he revealed a world beyond war. It was not a figurative resurrection about which the angels spoke. It was all about his acts of loving. All the activities that mirrored so perfectly the love he knew from God. It was his compassion, born out of an early awareness that he was so completely, unconditionally loved by his Creator, that he saw the undeniable image of the Creator reflected in every creature under heaven. He loved like God loves. He loved, and people saw God. It was love that came dancing out of that tomb and turned it into a womb, from which comes new life, from which comes Easter, a new life where fear is replaced by trust, a new life freed from self-destructive hatred, so we can live in peace with God and with each other and with nature, a new life free of prejudice and bigotry, so we can find God in the differences that we use to define us. a new life where we are unafraid to speak of what we think and feel because we know that we are loved. A life where death does not have the final word because love never ends. Easter is a love story. It's a love story about God's deep desire for you. It's a love story about a gathering of God's people who are committed to becoming community. And like every love story, this one requires hard work for the love to take root, to flower. I have peered into the tomb and see the results of the promise made to us at the creation of the universe. I have seen and stand before you to testify that in the end, resurrection wins. Alleluia! Christ is risen!
Lord.